Good afternoon, everyone. Just out of a quick show of hands, who here works in or adjacent to healthcare? All right, a good number of people. So some of this stuff will be, oh yeah, I get it. And some of this will be like, what is this nonsense that you guys have to deal with? So we're gonna start, the title of this talk, where's my timer, is Balancing Innovation and Efficiency. And when you're in the healthcare delivery and insurance arena, it really is important that we think about both of these things, right? So a lot of pressure to just get more lean and more efficient, but then I loved your slogan, right? You know, operations is what you do for today and efficiency or innovation is what you do for tomorrow. It's kind of like that. But before I start, I'm just gonna give you a quick flyby. My name is Jason Joseph. I'm the Chief Digital and Information Officer at Corewell Health. I lead a team in a group we call Digital Services that encompasses traditional IT, enterprise program, project management office, EPMO, informatics, which is clinicians that work in technology space, biomed, which is all the medical devices and everything else. It's just shy of 2,000 people across the state of Michigan, so a fairly sizable group. I have lived in West Michigan since the early 2000s, not native here. I'm a native Michigander, but not from West Michigan. And love this side of the state, but this is kind of us as a Corewell Health entity. You'll kind of see we just recently, about 2 years ago, integrated or merged with a company on the east side of the state called Beaumont. So we have hospitals kind of in all the shaded areas, and we have Priority Health, which is health insurance that covers the vast majority of the state. You'll see some of the stats here. You know, just shy of 2,000 people, 2,600 applications that we support, 46,000 medical devices, over 300,000 devices on our network. So when you think about the complexity of what we're managing here, I think we're down to about 7 data centers right now. We're going to 2, then eventually 1. There's just a lot of stuff, right? So it's really critically important that we manage it from a overall perspective, both for efficiency, but also looking forward. This is a really simplified visual of our tech stack. I'm not gonna go through, but it's kind of how we think about layering technologies in our organization. There's some logos of some of the key providers and vendors that we use to provide those platforms in each of those services. And then we talk about the number of applications and staff. This is a really helpful slide for people who think about it as like, oh, you must have an EMR somewhere. Yeah, we do. That's one of those 1500 things. You know, everything in healthcare is digital nowadays. It's just all connected. It's all digital. And you probably read about all of the threats to healthcare from a cyber perspective, because people keep getting knocked out all over the place. So we have to not only make this stuff work efficiently, we have to look to the future. We also have to make sure it's secure. So this is kind of a high level of our overall stack. So when we think about this idea of balancing efficiency and innovation, I don't think of these as separate. When you think about what it takes to run something of that size and scale, complexity is your enemy. I mean, think about in your own life, right? Think about anything you do with technology. Do you like to stitch a bunch of stuff together that doesn't talk, that's different? Or is it better to think about a more elegant ecosystem? And so a lot of what we think about in terms of our core strategy is about creating ecosystems that naturally work together. And by doing that, you do two things. One is you create an ability to be more efficient because you don't have all the stuff you have to manage and juggle. And you can use it as a platform for innovation. And the reason I think that's important is sometimes people use innovation synonymously with buying a new app. I don't think of it that way, right? Innovation is something that you're gonna do that is markedly new, and sometimes it might involve a very new app or a new piece of technology, and sometimes it might be absolutely applying something you already have. So in the space of efficiency, it's all the traditional stuff you would think about. We talk a lot about automation and our use of AI. And I'll say the two things that you need to do before you talk about automation as AI is first you need to standardize, right? It's very hard to apply either of those things to very disparate services and processes. And second, you have to be able to automate. And so those two steps take a lot of time. Unfortunately, when people think about innovation, they often go right to the last step, which is trying to apply that automation before you think about the standardization and the centralization of things. So we spent a lot of time. I was just talking in the back room. You know, we're in the middle of a big merger integration effort right now. And the reason it's difficult is we're trying to standardize, not just the tech, the way everything is practiced, That is an absolute crap ton of work. It is very hard, and nobody likes to change. You're moving a lot of cheese, okay? On the flip side, right, when we think about innovation, we think about experimentation, because to me, innovation is finding something new or novel. And if it's really something that you're gonna spread everywhere, you need to first prove it's gonna work. So our innovation pipeline looks a lot like ideas that have a hypothesis, maybe some technology that should come through that you need to work on it. But these are short cycle, prove something works from a business perspective. This is not about testing tech, this is about testing outcomes. Once you prove the outcomes, you work it into how to use scale. And one of the things when you have this type of scale, you can't scale things, doesn't matter what it is, when you've got a mess and 100 different applications under the hood that are all different ways. What you can do is you can call a friend and say, we figured something out, you go figure out how to do it in your mess. We figured it out in our mess. And what we're trying to do in our organization is really say, we're gonna have one mess so that when we figure out how to do this from an innovation perspective, we can apply it on top of the efficiency and the automation we've already figured out, and we can scale it. And I would argue that as we think about these two things in balance in an organization, the right strategy actually should get you to both. It is a tension, but it shouldn't be a trade-off of saying, should we be efficient or should we innovate? You're going to have to create that commonality in that ecosystem that's elegant, and you're gonna have to find ways to experiment to improve it. But it doesn't work to experiment to improve it if you can't scale it. And it doesn't work if you can scale it if you can't have the capacity to actually make it better once you've figured it out the first time. So that's kind of the 7-minute gist of what we're up against and how we think about this at a very high level. And I'm 8 seconds under time. So I just want to recognize that. So I think we're good.